So Avaaz is a new global web movement just launched a few years ago that's rapidly grown to 13 million members all across the world. And we fight for to close the gap between the world we have and the world most people ever want on poverty, human rights, and climate change. In response to the Arab Spring protests, our members donated millions of dollars that were used to purchase satellite modems and telecommunications equipment that were smuggled into a number of countries, including Syria, and established citizen journalist networks that were able to break the blackout that regimes were trying to place on these protests.
What role did you have? What can you tell us about Paul Conroy's move from Homs to Lebanon?
Paul was part of an evacuation attempt of four journalists from Bab Amr. And in the midst of the attempt, the column was cut in half by shelling and by sniper fire. And the three journalists were forced to turn back. Paul was able to go ahead. In the course of doing that, three of our activists were killed with Paul, and six activists were killed in the group returning to Bab Amr. Our group in particular played a communication support role, providing a hub by which activists inside Bab Amr could coordinate with those outside, because it's quite a complex operation with many stages to coordinate.
That's a significant loss of life on the part of your activists. They obviously saw it as important to try to get these journalists out.
Absolutely. We've had over 50 activists volunteer to participate in this, and 23 of them have been killed. There's a cordon, a noose around Bab Amr right now, consisting of snipers and literally a trench that the Syrians have dug, and shelling. They're shelling in a horseshoe formation. And they braved all of this, despite seeing initial activists killed. And they did so because these journalists, in addition to being wonderfully brave people, are witnesses to a crime. They're witnesses to a gigantic crime of the shelling of Bab Amr and a series of clear violations of humanitarian law. And that's why, in part, why the Syrian activists are so keen to have them tell their story to the world.
I'm interested in the column you talk about. What information can you give us about what that column involved and how it moved?
I have to be very careful about that information because we're hoping that the routes that we're taking will still be serviceable. We're still trying to get medical supplies into Bab Amr. We're still trying to smuggle wounded out, and we've gotten over 40 wounded Syrians out in addition to these journalists.
There must be increased danger now for the three journalists who remain behind, knowing that Paul Conroy is out and safe.
The initial attack on the media center was a targeted assassination. It was hit not just once. It was no random shelling. It was hit multiple times. And then the locations that the journalists were moved to were repeatedly and steadily shelled hour on hour for days. That is clear evidence that the Syrian regime was tracking movements and targeting these journalists. And that is a crime in itself. And there is evidence that crime may have had international complicity, because a lot of the surveillance over Bab Amr right now is being done by a drone. And to our knowledge, the Syrians certainly have not been able to build a drone themselves or own one, and so it's got to be coming from Russia or from Iran actually coordinating these atrocities.
Do you have any evidence for that?
We don't have any evidence for the coordination, but the drone is there. It's constantly there. It appears to be targeting the areas that are being shelled. I think common sense would suggest that there's some kind of cooperation going on.
It would be quite an accusation to suggest that Russia was using technology to help Syria kill people, including journalists trying to cover the story.
I think it is. And I think there is no contest, there's no question that Russia has been selling weapons and large amounts of military equipment and support to the Syrian regime throughout this period of knowing that it's targeting civilians and citizens. So I think it's not so much of a leap to believe that there may be more active Russian involvement.